Welcome to Media Minutes. I'm Stevie Converse.
And I'm Candace Clement.
And I'm Megan Tatey.
Late last week, at the Federal Communications Commission's open meeting, FCC Chairman Julius Genachowski announced the release of the agency's long-awaited assessment on the future of media, entitled The Technology and Information Needs of Communities. The 450-page report is loaded with historical perspective and touches upon everything from broadcast television to cable to the internet. Commissioner Michael Kopp's comments on the new report's release focused on the importance of its subject matter.
It is imperative that the FCC play a vital role in helping to ensure that all Americans have access to diverse and competing news and information that provide the grist for democracy's churning mill. But for most of the past 30 years, the Commission has turned a blind and sometimes hostile eye toward this responsibility. Abdication is no longer an option.
Unfortunately, many of the report's best suggestions fall outside the agency's jurisdiction. Where the FCC has the greatest ability to impact any change, such as around the issues of localism, media consolidation, and enhanced disclosure, the recommendations provided have been contradictory.
The policy prescriptions here, as elsewhere in the staff report, don't track the diagnosis.
The agency has an open proceeding on localism, the idea that broadcasters should serve their communities of license and not just their advertisers, and has held numerous hearings and received thousands of public comments in support of policies that would make stations more accountable to the communities they serve. However, the report suggests closing the proceeding and taking no action on it. And though the report highlights many of the problems created by media consolidation, it suggests increasing consolidation between newspapers and broadcast stations. The report also recommends doing away with the requirement that broadcasters report on how much local news they actually show on the air.
How these issues get decided will deeply affect our country's democracy and our country's future.
You can read more reactions and find links to the full report at savethenews.org.
A residential broadband provider in Sonoma County, California, is about to blow the top off broadband service business models. Sonic.net will offer a fiber-to-the-home 1 gigabit per second connection that includes two phone lines with unlimited long-distance calling for only $69.95 a month. How fast is 1 gigabit per second? A full-length DVD can be downloaded in seconds. You can tune into crystal-clear HD TV channels with enough broadband left over to download and play music, surf the web, get x-rays from your doctor, and have a teleconference for work all at the same time. Sonic has its own facility-based network that offers voice and broadband, and when it begins to roll out its own new fiber network, which is much faster than copper, the price for its voice and data packages will remain the same. Dane Jasper, Sonic's CEO, says that as a competitor in the broadband market, he has to think differently and cater to consumer needs.
We've sort of rethought the business model and tried to determine, you know, what is an exciting and aggressive broadband product, be it on copper or fiber.
With its copper wire connections, Sonic created a popular untiered, uncapped, and unlimited data and voice service with a choice of one or two phone lines. Incumbent AT&T offers broadband packages that are priced according to speed, but speed isn't expensive once you have the connection.
Someone in one household might be paying $40 and getting a 6 megabit connection, and next door, somebody paying $10 less is getting one quarter the speed. And that is not rational. The technology and cost basis for that is not rational. That is market segmentation. The goal there is to get the consumer to open their wallet wider by artificially limiting what is being delivered. And where your cost of goods sold is very low, in other words, bandwidth is super cheap, the creation of that slowdown to get people to spend more money, that market segmentation is rational when you're an incumbent operator who controls the majority of the market.
Sonic will put fiber directly into 60 homes in the city of Sebastopol. An additional 640 homes are slated to join the project by the end of the year. If the project is successful in growing Sonic's market share, expansion will continue. So far, so good. Sonic has skyrocketed. It now boasts a staff of 100, and the company is hiring to keep up with the demand.
You've been listening to Media Minutes, a production of Free Press, a national, nonpartisan organization working to reform the media. For more information, visit www.freepress.net.